Questionnaire Design. Paul Haig. Chapter 5. Different types of questions. In this chapter, the focus is on designing questions for structured questionnaires. Structured questionnaires are more difficult than semi-structured questionnaires to get right, as they must anticipate exactly what people might say and accommodate their answers. Any faults in the wording and design of a question asked of 1,000 people will produce results which are unintelligible or misleading, and which no amount of statistical processing will be able to rectify. Questionnaires used in large surveys have to be right first time. Getting a feel for the subject. It is difficult to design a good questionnaire without becoming steeped in the subject. One of the best ways to do this is to talk about it. If you are to design a questionnaire to find out people's buying habits on hair conditioner, talk about it with your friends. Do they use a conditioner? How often? Who in the family uses the conditioner? Who buys it? Where do they buy it? Do they use a specific brand? What are the benefits of using a conditioner? What are the disadvantages? This type of discussion helps to get into the subject. Points will be raised which may not have been previously considered and which need taking into account in the design of the questionnaire. If the subject is more esoteric than hair conditioner, it is important to find a knowledgeable person to learn the rudiments. For example, in a survey about batteries for electric forklift trucks, it would be helpful in the first instance to speak to a buyer or a maintenance person in a factory where electric forklift trucks are used. This pre-questionnaire discussion should not be totally without structure. A short list of the subjects to be covered in the questionnaire should be drawn up to guide this preliminary interview. One of the discussion points with the forklift truck respondent at this early stage should be about the length of life of the batteries, how variable is it, what affects the length of life, etc. This background enables sensible intervals to be determined for answers to questions. The researcher must now decide whether to use an open-ended question, one which is closed, i.e. with you said that your company buys chain and chain slings. Which companies come to mind as suppliers of chain and chain slings? Do not prompt. Can multicode. Bryden or Bryden Ropes, 1. British Ropes, 2. Kubro, PCT, 3. John Shaw, 4. Latch and Bachelor, 5. Lifting Gear Hire, LGH, 6. Lifting Gear